wherever you are, whoever you are, right now, you have everything you need. Take a deep breath, drink some water, cut the noise off. And realize you've got everything that you need. Now, if you've got everything that you need right now, and you do, to take a breath, to drink some water, if you go across the street, if you go down the road, if you go out back, if you go in another room, you still have everything that you need. If you really think about what I'm trying to convey here, that no matter where you're at work, at home, at church, at the grocery store, you have everything you need. Going out in your backyard, your front yard, you have everything that you need. If you're going down the highway, look to your right. There's trees, there's grass, there's moisture in the clay. You could actually go over and grab some clay and squeeze the water out and drink it. Might not be. I'm just saying, if that's your worst case scenario. Long story short, I'm trying to show you something, that if you have everything you need right now, and tomorrow you listen to this and you realize you have everything you need tomorrow, right now, tomorrow, in the now, every moment is the now. And God has prepared everything that you need. The only reason we don't step into it, the only reason we don't believe it, because we're out of tune. When we get in tune, He gives us everything we need. But you have to stay in the flow state. You have to stay in tune. You have to cut the noise off. You have to do some thinking. Use your brain. The animals seem to have more peace than the humans. If you don't have any peace right now, it's probably your fault. Now, you might be married to a narcissist or somebody trying to take away your peace, but a lot of times it's our own fault. We got us into that situation. But there's a way of escape. There's always a way of escape. But if you don't have any peace, it's because something internal is not right. You're not thinking right. If God has prepared a way, if God has prepared a way, and He has, before the foundation world, He's going to give you what you need. You might have to actually get up and walk, or bend over, or do some work, or communicate. I mean, there's people in the world, and there's people in the world that, because I rub shoulders with people all the time, that they don't want to communicate. There's people that don't want to communicate, and they look bitter. Look, if you communicate with other people, you grow. If you communicate with somebody else face to face, you're going to grow. I got a sister in Christ. Every time we text, she sends me a text, and some kind of insight or whatever, it makes me grow every time. I grow. When I talk to people at work, I grow. When I do Uber rides, this Uber ride that I just did, it pushes me higher when you communicate. You don't have to necessarily agree with them all the time. You don't have to agree with everything they say. But But you turn the thoughts over in your mind, and that thought creates a conception, and then it creates a birthing, a new concept, a new way of viewing things. One of the reasons I listen to a lot of the gurus online, even though most of them are not saved, but I listen to them because I compare it with scripture, and I force myself to try to see where they're coming from, and it forces me to grow to see their perspective. But I'm already to the point now where I've listened to so many of them, I already know what their perspective is. It's they're worshiping self-worship, you know, worshiping themselves. They think man can do it in his own power. But when you realize that God has already prepared it before you even got here, that you trust God, you rest in God, that you ask God, whatever it is, Lord, I need this, Lord, I need this, or this, he's going to ascend it because he gives you what you need. Now, if you don't need it, he might not send it. You get to a point where he gives you the desires of your heart, right? If you're in tune, you're going to get the desires of your heart. Even if you, even if you're not tuned and you desire evil, you're going to get that too. If you desire evil, evil's going to come to you. If you desire good, the good's going to come. Whatever you desire off or down, sire, S-I-R-E. Actually, everybody's, people just don't know it. Everybody's their own little prophet, their own little seer. Because you're actually bringing back, as a man thinketh, so is he. As you think about something, you're reflecting it back. Everybody's their own prophet, priest, king, but underneath God, you know, his system. As a man thinketh, so is he. So if you're thinking evil thoughts, you're going to bring back evil. If you're thinking righteous, good thoughts, you're going to bring back good. You're going to stay away from them. If you're a scorner, you're going to hang out with the scorners. If you're not a scorner, you're not going to walk with them, sit with them, talk to them, and you're not going to stand with them. You can learn, you can observe them and listen to what they're saying, but you best not to commune with the scorner. But you can listen to them and say, yeah, this is a foolish talk. This is the way a fool thinks. And you can look at the slothful and realize they're going to be begging bread, you know. Life is not about just sitting here and just being a blob on the couch somewhere. Life is designed to force you to grow. The word object means against throw. So the objects are object lessons to push you higher. And the way I look at life, no matter how old you are, you should be learning every day. No matter how old you are, you should always be learning. Object is O-B-J-E-C-T, together, throw. Just look it up, break it into parts. O-B means against, O-B means against, J-E-C-T is throw. So objects are being thrown at you, against you, again and again and again and again, to teach you something. That's object lessons to push you higher. O-B-J-E-C-T means against throw. Again, something's being thrown at you. Either your eye gate, your ear gate, your thoughts, your touch, taste, the texture, everything's being thrown at you for a reason. There's nothing that goes on during the day that's just willy-nilly. Everything that you face off with is being thrown at you to push you to the next level. All objects are object lessons. Everything that you face off with is pushing you higher. Face to face. Doesn't matter if you face off with a mountain lion, a gorilla, a new concept, a new idea, a problem. All problems can be solved because the solution was already there before the problem appeared. But if you face this new problem to push you to the next level, you know, as you move to the next level, the next level, the next level, the next level, people start to look at you like you got some kind of gift or something, because the things they face off with that don't bother you, they're looking at you like, how do you make it through that? Because you've already walked the path. You've already walked the path that they're walking. And what's easy to you, because you've already walked the path and had to face it many times over and over, they're looking and saying, how did you do that? How's that even possible? They don't understand it because they never had to face it. So if you're facing a lot of trouble, or if God is hitting you with a bunch of stuff, praise God, because he's pushing you higher. And as you get better and better at what you face off with, you can help other people. I got somebody in the real world who seems to be, how do I say it? They think they're all upset because their family's not saved. So I already been through that. And they're emotionally upset because their family's not saved. And their doctrine is messed up. But I told them, I said, you gotta shake the dust off your feet. You give them the truth. But look, you can't put people before Jesus. You can't put bloodline before Jesus. You can't put false teachers before Jesus. You've got to let them go. Your loyalty is to Jesus, not to some human. If a human's messing up your walk, they got to go. Don't matter who it is. If you're letting somebody and their insanity mess up your walk with God, they got to go. Yeah, you can give them some chances. You give them enough time to get right, or you tell them you can keep a little bit of a distance, but eventually that even the distance a lot of times is not far enough. Sometimes you have to just sever ties. You can try to keep them at a distance, but if they're not going to, every time that they show back up on the scene, in your holographic experience, every time they show back up in your little script or your little show that you're in, they cause trouble. Pay attention. Stay awake. Stay aware. Notice when this one person shows up in your world, trouble starts to happen. There's a reason. God is separating you from that person. All they bring is trouble, with a capital T. If somebody comes into your world, and pay attention, and every time they show up, it brings trouble. Whether it's drama, he said, she said, lose your peace, whatever, there's a sign. That's a sign. That's an object lesson. God doesn't want you to deal with those kind of people on a regular basis. Yeah, you're going to have trouble. Trouble. The Bible says, man born of woman's full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. Yeah, there's going to be trouble in your life. But if a person just keeps repeating trouble and you can get away from them or get them out of your world, get them out of your world. Who wants trouble? There's enough trouble without bringing trouble or stepping into trouble. But anyway, that guy just dropped off with an Uber. I told him, I said, how old are you? He said, 58. I said, you need to start doing a podcast, man. He said, yeah, my children been telling me that. He said, now you're saying it. I said, yeah, you gotta speak the truth out here. A lot of people don't know what's going on. They're confused. They're confused. Hollywood's confusing them. The news, the media, the show, the repeat, the drama, it's all, they're being brainwashed with lies continually. And not just lies, they're being brainwashed with cognitive dissonance. Being told one thing and then told something else. It's the opposite. That's the MK Ultra mind control. When they do that, they're doing it on purpose. If somebody's doing cognitive dissonance on you, they're not doing it by chance. They're doing it on purpose. They know what they're doing. Because if you did it to them, it'd make them upset. Because try it. If you say the light's red, and then you say it's green at the same time, they're going to say, you're crazy. And so they're doing it to you. If they know that you, if you do that and they say you're crazy, how can it be both at the same time? And they're doing cognitive dissonance on you and pretending like they're not. They're doing it on purpose. Come on now. Somebody needs to wake up. Do you hear what I'm saying? Cognitive dissonance is giving you two options that are contradictory that don't make sense. You better put that mask on. You better not wear a mask. The worst thing you can do is wear a mask. In a pandemic, you better wear a mask. You better wear two masks. You better wear three. But wait a minute, the worst thing you can do in a pandemic is wear a mask. Do you understand who I'm talking about? Dr. Fake was doing cognitive dissonance on everybody. Everybody was asleep. They didn't listen. The man said, the worst thing you can do during a pandemic is wear a mask. And then he turns around and says, you gotta wear two masks. Right after he said it, a week later. Come on now. It's called cognitive dissonance, messing with you, trying to get you to get depressed and make you jump off a bridge or something and act like they don't, like they're not, don't know what they're doing. They know what they're doing. These are snakes and goats and demons and devils and sharks and eugenicists. These eugenicists are real. They want you dead. They want you in their death cult. They are priest class of the death cult. They are the priest class of the death cult. They hate you. They hate you because they hate themselves. And they hate God. And they hate the truth. And they hate peace. And they hate, they go home. See, the Bible says they don't have peace unless they do somebody some harm. So they want to hurt you and cause you, these leaders that are agents, they want to cause you trouble because they won't be happy unless they can upset you. But when you see the game, you don't have to be upset. When you see the cognitive dissonance for what it is, you don't have to believe the lies. You see through it. Don't think everybody's like you. Some people are pure evil and they're not happy unless they're doing evil. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is the real deal. The truth's right in front of you. You just have to open your eyes.